They say that rhymes could do it right. They say that science is a life, yo. Well then let's move it to a height where the sun don't chill, the blood won't spill. Couldn't heal the party people if we kept it concealed. They say that rhymes could do it right. They say that science is a life, yo. Well then let's move it to a height, standing way beyond vision, way beyond fiction. It's constant elevation, never lazy on a mission.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rhyme Right, the podcast where hip-hop is all we got left. I'm Sharif, a.k.a. Asian Jackson, broadcasting to y'all live out of Milwaukee. And I know it's been a while since I've given the people an episode, but I was spurned by, unfortunately, something tragic, which is the passing of one of my favorite MCs from one of my favorite groups, Malik Taylor, a.k.a. Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest. He passed away on March 22nd, 2016, of complications resulting from diabetes. And I really wanted to talk a little bit about my experience with Tribe, and then specifically Fife, and my feelings about him in particular. So let's start with Tribe. So Tribe was one of those groups that landed at the perfect time for me, being someone that was born in 1980. Tribe dropped in 1990 with People's Instinctive Travels and the Pass of a Rhythm. So I was 10 years old, and while I'd been rocking the hip hop way before then, because my dad was a DJ, so you know, I had things like Run DMC and Public Enemy and Rakim and all that stuff around me since I was really young. You know, when you get to those double digit ages, that's when you really start to become conscious of what you're listening to, and you know, maybe even starting to make some decisions as to, yo, this might be my favorite thing, or I really like this, as opposed to just listening to everything that comes your way. And Tribe is one of those first groups that I remember thinking, like, they are my joint, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of it was, you know, really the flow between Q-Tip and Fife. And even though I didn't, you know, have the verbiage for it, as I was 10, I was really attracted to these groups that had, you know, just this kind of great energy of the back and forth rhymes, and they felt to all occupy their role in the group. And the three groups that immediately come to mind are EPMD, who's my favorite group of all time, De La Soul, and Tribe Called Quest. You know, People's Instinctive Travels was like really, really dope. Obviously has a classic, Left My Wallet in El Segundo and Bonita Applebum, but it was really 1991's The Low End Theory that really, I mean, I felt so grown up when I was listening to that album, because it was unlike anything I ever heard. It was really, really bass heavy, but at the same time, really, really jazzy. And you know, I mean, like, this album has heavy hitters like Scenario and like Check the Rhyme, right? Like really, really classic Tribe cuts. But I really, really love, and it probably played the most, the first two songs, Excursions and Bugging Out.
Yo, microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna just a fifer, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing right with just against the size of the, I never have stuff cause I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is special ed, so won't you suckle with the mission. I never walk the street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart it really could be, I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say you're shorty black, you're bugging out.
And part of the reasons why I love Excursions is because, you know, Tip really sets the album off, and then I'm Bugging Out, Fife sets, you know, sort of that part of the album off, and the tracks come back to back, and I felt like Fife really came into his own on this album. Now, don't get me wrong, he was definitely on the first album, right? But, you know, he seemed to play more of a background side role. In this one, I mean, I really preferred his verses a lot of times over Tip's. Now, like, Tip was always sort of seen as the head of the group because, like, he had the smooth voice. He has some really, really dope lines, but Fife was, you know, often overlooked. When you read like the magazines at the time and like, you know, all the conversations in the playground that like we used to have about hip hop, right? But, you know, me being the younger brother in my family, I really identified with a Fife because, you know, I knew he was dope and I felt like he wasn't getting a shine. Just like I knew I was dope and I wasn't getting shine either because my brother was better than me in just about everything, you know. And, you know, Fife just got endeared to me more and more on Midnight Marauders and on Beats, Rhymes, and Life, which came out in a 93 and 96 respectively. Now, Midnight Marauders is, you know, sort of an undisputed classic, and I would argue that Low End Theory and Midnight Marauders are probably the best back-to-back albums ever released in hip-hop history. You know, other ones that I think of are It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back and Fear of a Black Planet from Public Enemy, and I think of AT Aliens and Aquemini from Outkast. But I think that like Low End Theory and Midnight Marauders are definitely in that conversation, and like in my opinion, you know, they do have the best 1-2 punch there. And I feel like Midnight Marauders really continued Fife, you know, really, really dropping some of the quotables that people talk about a lot from like songs like Electric Relaxation, and from songs that might not have been like the big singles, but they still came hard, like God Lives Through.
There's a million MCs that claim they want some, but see, I create sounds that make your ears go numb. Peace to Sam Zab, yeah, you know how we go. My best friend Steven at the Home Depot. Laura Tin is in the house, I can't forget Southside. Walk past some seas like that girl did the far side. I'm labeled as the cat's meow, the MC with the know-how. Act like you know, not now, but right now. Beast of the East on MCs, I have a feast. I'd eat that ass like quiche, crack a smile like Shanice. Shit, I Jamaica scene, Jamaica Queens, but you can find me out in Georgia or anywhere in between. Now, if my partners don't look good, Malik won't look good. If Malik don't look good, the quest won't look good. If the quest don't look good, the Queens won't look good. But since the sounds are universal, New York won't look good. Pitch a fight, losing a battle, come on, get off. Put down the microphone, son. Surrender forfeit. Did I hear something about a crew? What they want to do? You better call Mr. Babyface so he can bring out the cool in you. Or it'll be a sad love song being sung by Tony Braxton. And I'll dissect you like a fraction. Or you want to be top cat MCs? I'll pop you like a zit. You want to be the champion? More like Chief some shit. Big up myself every time when it comes to this. MCs be running scared as if they watching The Exorcist. I kick more game than a crackhead from Hempstead. My style's a milk, man. You think that I was breastfed. You know the steelo and the dicky dog is on the scene. I dedicate this to all the MCs out of Queens. That goes for Onyx, LL, Run DMC, Akinelli, Nasty Nas, and the Extra P. We be the trotting up and down, man, there ain't no other. Enough respect to all my peeps that made the album cover. Yo, Tip, don't worry none, you know I get the party jumping. Get on the mic and break them off a little something. Yo, Tip, don't worry none, you know I get the party jumping. Get on the mic, my man, and break them off a little.
Now, Beats, Rhymes, and Life is an album that I think got maligned at the time because just like Nas's It Was Written had to follow up Illmatic, Beast Rhymes and Life had to follow up, as I said, arguably the best 1-2 punch with the second and third albums in hip-hop history. And the common thought was that it did not live up to it. But yeah, I remember this came out in 1996. I was 16 years old. At this point, I felt like I definitely grew up with Tribe, right? Because like through those formative 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I had three Tribe albums that, you know, really spoke to me. And Beast Rhymes and Life kind of did the same thing, except that the topics were a little more mature, right? So like they had topics like the jam where like they went to parties and violence broke out, right? They had songs like Dressed Out that kind of talked about, you know, like being dressed out, right? And like a phony rappers were like, they were really coming after, you know, like some of these whack mid 90s rappers that were out, you know. I felt like Fife, you know, I personally feel like Fife kind of took over this album. And I think the reason that he did it was because on a lot of the songs, they actually added a third rapper, Consequence, right? And he's a dope rapper. He's definitely more of a lyrical rapper, kind of like a punchline rapper, even more than like Q-Tip or Fife. But I feel like, you know, this really made Fife kind of step his game up, because I know that, you know, that the talk around the neighborhood was, yo, they're going to replace Fife with a Consequence, you know, because like he got the lyrics and the punchlines, and especially in terms of underground hip hop in the mid 90s, that's what it was all about. Right. And they also had Detroit's J Dilla on the production. Right. So like there was a lot of underground influence on this album, which they clearly could have left behind, because Midnight Marauders was a huge mainstream success. So they could have kept on going that way, but they chose to really, you know, kind of dig a little underground with like both like this album and 1998's The Love Movement. And I really did respect that. But, you know, when I think of lines from this album, I mostly think of Fife in like phony rappers.
He said a rhyme about his 45 and nickel bags of weed. That's when I proceeded to give him what he needed. Talking about, I need a Philly right before I get loose. Poor excuse, money please, I get loose off of orange juice. Preferably Minute Maid, cause that's exactly what it takes to ride a rhyme. Huh, so screw your nickels and your dimes. Because an MC like me be on TV don't mean I can't hold my shit down in NYC.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that like Tip and like a Consequence didn't get their stuff too, right? But you know, Fife continued that like growth and continued to show that he was like one of the hardest working people in the business, right? Now the Love Movement, the 1998 album and the last kind of official Tribe album, was not a great album. And Fife actually did not sound that good on this album, but unfortunately neither did Tip. You know, I felt like both of them came a little weak. And as you see on the Beast Rhymes and Life on the Tribe documentary that Michael Rappaport put together, there was a lot of stress and a lot of, you know, of conflict in the studio at this time. And it really showed, because I don't think that they put out a great product. But in 2000, Fife put out, you know, one of the most, you know, I would say underrated underground albums of that time, his solo album called Ventilation. And the dope thing about this album was, unlike Q-Tip's kind of solo career where he clearly went for like a more mainstream sound. And like, I'm not knocking him for that, because like that kind of fits his style, right? Fife decided to, you know, dig back into the underground and like have tracks by like Pete Rock and by High Tech and some JD tracks as well. So I mean, the tracks sound really, really good, and they don't sound like anything that you would hear from Tribe, because I feel like, you know, that connection of Ali, Jarobi, Tip and like Fife had a certain sound, and that sound did change, you know once once the UMA formed with J Dilla, but it still kind of like had that like Tribe kind of jazzy and like a funky sound. These beats are just straight underground beats that you could have heard kind of other rappers over, right? But at the same time, Fife felt so comfortable on it, and like his voice, like his energy on this album was just so much higher than you heard it on the Love Movement, that I almost felt like you could really feel like the weights kind of lifted off with like all the conflict that like was on this group in the late 90s. And like he sounds really, really, really good. And I specifically want to draw attention to the track Beats, Rhymes, and Fife. where he basically goes over, you know, a really quick two verse life story about growing up in the church, about like how like he had to sneak out to parties, and about how all he wanted to do was like rap, and like basically how he signed the contract with Jive Records to form Tribe while he was working on the comics.
Growing up in a West Indian household, it was real. All my Trini, Bajans, Haitians, Jamaicans, they know the deal. So many days doing nada, watching cartoons on the couch. Underdog, Mighty Mouse, with the Twizzler in my mouth. Mom Dukes used to say, that's all you care about. Eat, drink, sleep, shit, hop, the toilet in my house. Dropped out of high school, went to get a GED. The only thing that on my mind is how I'm gonna MC. Got kicked out the crib with my aunt in D.C. Used to make my house cool by selling nickel bags of weed. Here and there, I'd cop some gear. What I would say with my dough. $80 an hour just to hit studio. Every day, every night, I be spitting my flows. Enter talent shows with Lou, cause they love the go-go. Walking off the stage, back. Your motherfuckers don't know. Finally made a decision to take my ass back home. Cop the job at Mickey D's. Flipping burgers with cheese. Had to find a better way, cause this wasn't my speed. Tight uniform pants with the arch in the back. Phone ring is for fight. What up, Shahid, where you at? Job, motherfucker. We just signed a contract. Say word, word bond. I give that uniform back. Now I'm happier than a mother. Yo, you can't tell me shit. Couldn't wait to tell my mama. I'm a celeb now, I quit. From the tender age of nine, this is all I dreamed of. Hip hop, the first chick to ever have me in love.
It just endeared me to him even more, you know. There were just a lot of other dope tracks like Drugs, which was a high-tech track.
Feel me, black, to Queens, New York, where you're at? Lick two shots out of the air, from front to back. Too many rappers running around, frontin' like they the bomb. Oh, you hard to be the first to read the 23rd song? Did you think you'd just get over with your looks and charm? Or did you study the style that the next was on? Come on! Time's up for the fraudulent, deep the style that I implement. I'm a savior, goddamn, I'm so innocent. Shit's just so critical, niggas don't wanna hear the lyrical. And you wonder why this rap game's so goddamn fickle. Peep the fake shit that the wax suburban rapper be on. One or two rappers from the projects, they might sing love songs. Tell me, is something wrong? Damn right, niggas ain't tight, and they won't be tomorrow, next February, and damn sure not tonight. You wanna know why? Cause Iggy Dog is in they eyesight. You wanna know why? Cause Five Dog is in they eyesight. Yo, I'm here to do what I can do, and then I'm done with that.
Yo, fuck that, that's where the realness at.
I know you fraud ass rappers can't deal with that.
Yo, yo, fuck that, that's where the realness at.
Real raps aimed at your wig while the rest fake jack.
Yo, yo, fuck that, that's where the realness at.
The realness,
and that's my word. Queens, Cincinnati, Cincinnati.
One time for your mind, this is how we do. Fight dog, drop gems,
hot tech.
And Melody Adonis by Pete Rock as well, which is just a great love track, you know?
See, when the label started fronting, you were always there. When the management was fronting, you were always there. There were times when I felt the group had wanted to replace me. Whether I'm right or wrong, you were there to embrace me. When you have too many cheats and one tank, how can you represent? Shit be buff, yet you were there to show me love. That's when I kindly picked you up and moved to ATL. My attitude was like, whatever, might as well go for self. Guess they felt I wasn't worth it, didn't think that fight he had it. But now who's moving units, motherfucking silly rabbits? Peace to the few who had my back. For them fakers in my clique, fuck you, that's that. Life has really been worth living since I found you, true. And there's nothing in this world that Malik won't do. You're my latest and my greatest inspiration, true. I put this on my granny Bible, I will die for you.
So it really felt like that all these, you know, really top tier underground producers, you know, that had probably always wanted to work with like Tribe, they jumped at it at this chance. And like, they're just a really, really well produced, good sounding album. And I would argue that Fife probably, you know, comes the best that he does out of his whole career. While like he might have individual lines that are better and more memorable, on the Tribe albums. You know, I can tell you, as like someone that has written rhymes, it's very easy to come up with a clever rhyme scheme if you're only dropping 16 bars in a song. Once you got to drop three whole verses in every song, it becomes much, much harder. So it's more about the consistency and the pacing and the diversity of the topics. And I think Fife hits all of those things, right? I mean, I didn't hear from him much after that, aside from a really dope verse on De La Soul's, on their Mosaic Thump album, where he participated in one of the Ghost Weed skits and just did an absolutely amazing verse.
L-Y-R to the I-C-S. What? Niggas still fussing about who be the best. When Diggy Dog bounced to, I put all that to rest.
Uh-huh. Anyone try tests, I put two in their chest. Quest or no quest, I leave venues a mess.
Like don't big. Ask me to collab, me like and you big. Don't mess. I stay fresh from the flesh, never front the fest. In the name of J. Christ, all mics will get blessed. Peak power, possess, flavor, style, finesse. What? Microphone, honeys, two things I caress. To all you fake jiggy niggas, still not impressed. Queens, I rep it to the fully. You think I own the Mets.
And yeah, I mean, so, you know, basically from 1990 to 2000, that's 10 straight years where, like, he delivered some awesome, awesome music, helped found one of the seminal groups of, like, hip-hop. And, you know, basically from me 10 to 20 years old, you know, I've pretty much grew from a young boy to a man through Tribe, you know. And, you know, I was just really, really saddened to hear about Fife's passing. And, you know, it really helped me think about, yo, please go to the doctor, people. Checkups, cholesterol, all that. And, you know, I'm not trying to be high and mighty because I haven't been to the doctor in over a year and I need to go, you know. Because, you know, there's too many of us that are passing away from things such as diabetes, and like we can really catch, you know, a lot of the early warning signs a lot earlier, you know. So please, I hope that like this can serve as a call for our folks to make sure that they're taking care of themselves. So y'all, that is Rhyme Right. Once again, y'all, this is Sharif, aka Asian Jackson. Check out my other podcast, Operation Cubicle, at operationcubicle.net, where we talk about being black geeks in the workspace. And I co-host that with JB Fairfield, and we feature different hip hop tracks on there as well. On episode 149, we feature Samus's Mighty Morphin off her Infusion album, which I would definitely check out on Bandcamp. All right, y'all, we out. Peace.